For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. K-Man's new regiment recruits are in the middle of their first training session this week, working with a special team from the United Kingdom Ministry of Defence.
The Premier and I have worked closely to turn the ambition of forming a regiment into reality, despite the pandemic, and I commend everyone involved in helping us to get to this point.
His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper tells Radio K-Man the training agenda includes map reading, drill, first aid and physical education on the agenda. The recruits will also do camping exercise, learning how to be self-sufficient with just British Army ration packs, no electricity, no running water and no shelter over their heads. The main purpose of the regiment is to provide community support in the face of a disaster. Submerged lines have become a recent threat to coral and other marine life in Cayman. During a recent field survey, members of the Marine Research Unit found and were able to untangle an old rope and buoy that had gotten loose and become a serious threat. The buoy half sunk and the line had snarled around an elkhorn colony. The Department of Environment says fortunately the line was removed from the water before it seriously and irreparably damaged the coral or became entangled in someone's prop. Submerged lines, small surface floats, or anything that has a waterlogged buoy on it can pose a hazard to boaters, especially when it gets loose from whatever it was marking. Boaters, divers, snorkelers, and fishermen are encouraged to let the DOE know if you find a submerged line you can't remove or lose one yourself. A local natural hairstylist and YouTube vlogger is thrilled to share her secret behind beautiful, healthy, natural hair. Samantha Bowens Green, a natural hair specialist at Pretty Woman Beauty Salon, recently began her very own YouTube channel empowering women and men of color to love the hair they are in.
It is very important to me. I think persons are now being aware of a sense of identity in that, you know, we are who we are. We are unique, yet even though we're different from others, we have something to contribute to this world. And I'm so happy that I can significantly help persons to believe in themselves, know where they're coming from, know, have a sense of confidence in themselves, knowing that this is how God created us. But it's okay to know that you're Black, you're beautiful, you're proud. Persons are now being aware, more aware of their natural state, not trying to look like any other ethnicity, which is a great improvement since later times. So I'm really happy to be a part of that.
Bowens Green currently works at Pretty Woman Beauty Salon, which is located upstairs Kmart Beauty Supply, or on the second floor of the old Young World Fashion Building on Eastern Avenue. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio K-Man, signing out.
BBC News with Aaron Safir. The Lebanese government has announced a two-week state of emergency in Beirut and ordered a number of officials at the port under house arrest in the wake of the devastating explosion on Tuesday. At least 113 people have died and many more are still missing. The source of the explosion is believed to be more than 2,000 tonnes of ammonium nitrate stored in a port warehouse. A number of countries have offered humanitarian assistance to Lebanon, including France and Tunis. The Tunisian government is sending two military aircraft to deliver food supplies, medicine and medical equipment to Beirut. Joe Biden will not attend the US Democratic National Convention this month to accept the party's nomination as its presidential election candidate due to the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement, the Democratic National Committee said Mr. Biden would address the nation from his home state of Delaware. Hawa Abdi, the Somali doctor and human rights activist, has died. She was in her 70s. Dr. Abdi, known as the Mother Teresa of Somalia, built a hospital, school and feeding centre near Mogadishu, serving tens of thousands of people. BBC News.